Nothing with a minute and 25 to go here in the first period.
Now here's a escape for Maine. That makes it 2-1. Maine, 106-pounder with the Melrose Albia Iconium roots. His father's Jeff Maine, 1984 graduate of the Albia Community High School. There's an ankle pick shot in there by Maine. Good job by Gottschalk sprawling out, but Maine spins around, gets behind, and takes the lead 3-2 with a nifty spin behind after a little bit of an aggressive sprawl there by Gottschalk. Now Gottschalk gets separation. Still contact there. Now Gottschalk's going to get it the two-point reversal. There's the reversal. That makes the score 4-3. Now Gottschalk trying to work the inside cradle. Gottschalk's got the cradle locked up on Maine. First period action, 106 pounds, Constellation side, Class 3A from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Folks, you're listening to live high school wrestling all weekend long. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Travis Zappel are going to bring it to you. Now there's the cradle working. No points awarded, though, for Gottschalk from Dubuque Hempstead. Gottschalk still keeps that cradle locked in there. He leads 4-3. Maine's going to have to try to kick his way out of this thing because he's got that thing locked up pretty tight right now. Oh, now Gottschalk's got the leg underneath the hip, and he's going to elevate and turn with 10 seconds to go. He's got Maine in trouble on his back. There's back points being awarded for Gottschalk. Zach Maine on his back in trouble with 2 seconds to go gets pinned. Call the pin in 1 minute 58 seconds for Dylan Gottschalk from Dubuque Hempstead, but Zach Maine, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, here at Wells Fargo, sure to relish his sophomore experience at Wells Fargo.
Just a sophomore,
and a lot of great things coming up for that kid. I know a lot of sophomores that would have loved to been out here on the mats for their squad.
Drew Sams at 120, going to be taking the mat here just momentarily for Oskaloosa. And gentlemen, he lost his opening matchup in sudden victory the same way that his teammate Skyler Salazar did at 195, and both of them gave up great fights in their opening round, and let's see if Sams can get back to winning ways.
Things will move a little quicker here, folks, on this consolation side. Only half as many matches as we had in the first round. First round winners today, classes 1A, 2A, and 3A, will be able to take care of business tonight, rest and relax, and get ready for their wrestling tomorrow. Consolation side, not so fortunate. They'll be right back on the mat just as soon as the round is completed in the first round ahead of them.
Alec Clark of Ottumwa got the opening win of the day at 106, 10-0, and that was the first win of the day for Ottumwa. Drew Sams will be coming out here in just a minute, but Skylar DeJong with the pin. He was really aggressive, as the early wrestlers were from Alec Clark and Skylar DeJong. TZ came out really aggressive and assertive, and DeJong got that pin in that first period.
Yeah, like you said there, Jason, Skylar DeJong coming out real quick, just gets a real quick first period pin there at 1 minute and 9 seconds. And also, like you said, Alec Clark from Ottumwa, he come out and just pushing the action the whole way through and gets the decision over his opponent, Mason Shannon.
Hey, how about those fine folks at Tharp Funeral Home and Dewey Motor Company now be helping bring you live wrestling action here on 96.7. It's the Class 3A consolation rounds right now, and we're just about ready to roll into the 120-pound matches. There are 113-pounders, 285-pounders, and 106-pounders on the mat right now. And I think the third available mat, we're going to have Drew Sams out there. He's a sophomore, 37-8 on the year. Got beat by Grant Stoss from Valley West Des Moines in the first round. If you didn't hear it here, it was a sudden victory for Grant Stoss after they were locked up, tied in regulation.
Well, it's about, closing in at 11 o'clock, and, people are going to be thinking about getting out for lunch, and why wouldn't you want to stop by Albia Hardee's for a menu worthy of your hunger? Your next meal should be at Hardee's. For coupons and for a little healthier menu, the other side of Hardee's, go to Hardee's.com, and make sure you drive through that drive-through at Hardee's. They'll get you back to work in no time and get you filled up and ready to go for a second half of your day.
Jones Boys, proud to sponsor Southern Iowa Athletics, including the state championships, all through this close of the winter. You know, folks, February's got the shortest number of days, but most of us feel like it's the longest Iowa month of the season, of the entire year. Just weather like we're having today, sub-zero. We'll get some snow and sleet before this thing's over. So we're looking forward to the conclusion of the playoffs, the state championships in basketball, and then it seems like it goes straight to spring.
I was driving up here looking at the snow on the banks. You know, it's a pretty morning with the sun out, and you forget for a moment that it's below zero. And as you pull in here, you remember, hey, when you leave here, you're just that much closer to spring. Going by I-Cubs Stadium, Principal Park. Get you in the mood for some spring.
Just a couple of matches away here from Drew Sams from Oskaloosa taking the mat. And it's been an eventful Class 3A tournament thus far. A couple of surprises, including Isaiah Cox getting caught. Actually, the second place finisher or third place finisher from the district match there. On the backside, he just got caught in a pinning combination, and you'll see that throughout this tournament. There are just a lot of surprises. It's excitement, and that is what we're here for, to bring you all this excitement.
We're going to bring you Drew Sams. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. Drew Sams is on deck. Oskaloosa, don't go anywhere. You're listening to 3A coverage on your sports leader, KIIC, High Above the Mats, in High Fidelity, the only station to bring you wall-to-wall coverage in High Fidelity, KIIC, when we come back.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
You've got heavy-duty jobs to do. That's why the premium John Deere 3R and 4R series compact utility tractors are for you. Machines built for tough chores. You'll appreciate the comfort and control on these premium John Deere tractors that let you get more done in the day. Visit your local dealer and see how John Deere quality feels, making your work easier. That's how we run, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
30 years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames. Each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall. Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone. 3A action here from Wells Fargo Arena. The 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament is underway. And 2A listeners, you want to make sure you stay right here. At 1:30, we will take you into 2A action. And then later on this evening, 1A action will begin at 6 o'clock. And basketball fans, Albia basketball fans, the Blue Demons will take on Pella Christian tonight. And we will simulcast.
Just a couple of minutes away, probably here, even less, from Drew Samsomoski taking the mat. He's the second matchup, but right now there are five matches progressing that are in the third period. I think mat three, there's 15 seconds left. In mat five, there are 40, so probably be seeing Drew Sams down there on mat number five. But we'll wait for the official scores table to call that. And when we get to Drew Sams from Oskaloosa, you know, he's going to try to join Skyler DeYoung, his 126-pound teammate, in the competition to get a medal for the Oskaloosa Indians.
Also have Chase Petty from Pella going to be on the mat here at 132. Nathan Carey, how about the win for him? 6-0, he was really dominant, 6-0 match. But it really, that score is not indicative of how wide of a margin it was as Carey came out and really was the assertive wrestler and gets the big win. And Joe, I see that they are posting mat number 4 as Drew Sands will come out. 37-8, just a sophomore. Drew Sands of Oskaloosa going to take on Joshua Danso.
Danso from Davenport Central. And we're underway here at 120 pounds. It's Drew Sands.
Well, right away, he's on top.
Sam's in there.
Great shot in there.
Gets in. He's on top. Progresses through. Going to see takedown now and makes the score 4-2. 4-2, Drew Sams on top of Dansu from Davenport Central. So Drew Sams not going to let his bad luck in the first period linger. He's not hung over at all. He's out there for Oskaloosa Indians. Now he's got a chicken wing locked up on the right-hand side. Tries to bar the arm on the left. He leads it 4-2.
Doing a good job working to the side.
Good job posting his leg by Dansu from Davenport Central. And Dansu now just turtles up. Should see a stall call against Dansu. And here's a tilt now.
Oh, great move.
He can't quite hold it long enough to get the back points.
He
still got the chicken wing.
Nearly got that turned over. Got the tilt in, then moved it right back over. You know, Joey, Sam's in his opening round, sudden victory, and gave up a takedown. But, boy, what a fight he had in that first round. And he looks like he's got lots of energy here in the second contest.
He looks good right now. He's on top 4-2 as we close out the final 10 seconds in the first period. And he's riding hard, riding tough. He's got the chicken wing in, and there's really no answer from Dansu from Davenport Central for Drew Sams from Oskaloosa. As we get through the final seconds of the first period, we'll go to the second, 4-2. It is Drew Sams on top in a great match being brought to you by CNC Cycle. CNC Cycle for all your Harley-Davidson and power sports needs. Dansu decides he didn't like getting ridden by Sam, so in his election and the choice in the second period, takes neutral. So the wrestlers are on their feet. There's a shot in there by Dansu. Sprawled by Sams, and they're off the mat.
Great counter there. Dansu came down with a shot to the back leg, and a great counter move by Sams, but they'll go off the edge of the mat, reset at the center of the mat.
Dansu with a heavily bandaged his left hand. Let's see if Drew Sams takes to take advantage of that. Now a double shot in there by Dansu. Underhooked by Sams, and Sams whizzers him off the mat, out of bounds. And we've only gotten through 18 seconds in the second period, and we're already off the mat twice. So we'll reset it, center of the mat, a 4-2 lead for Drew Sams from Oskaloosa. This is a consolation match at Class 3A, 120 pounds. Oskaloosa's Drew Sams on his feet against Dansu from Davenport Central. Now there's Dansu with a shot in there. Underhook again by Sams. Sams with the front headlock now. Wrestlers are on their tiptoes. Sams with the front headlock, tries to get around behind, does get behind, grabs the trailing leg. Now he's got an outside cradle locked up. He has not gotten the two-point takedown yet,
right,
but
there
he gets it. So nice job. Sams had that outside cradle for a second, was going to try that, saw that it wasn't there, went ahead and got behind, finished getting on to his hips, and the two-point takedown extends his lead to 4-6-2 with 1 minute to go in the second period, 120-pound action.
Well, Sams, at the end of that first period, nearly got Dansu turned over. Let's see if he can work his way up to the top here and get some back points or turn it into a pinning combination, and we're going to go to 132 momentarily.
Getting ready to go here at 126 is Indianola's Joe Howard as he's getting ready to take on Nick Culver over here on mat number one, just underway here.
All right, Drew Sams from Oskaloosa riding his opponent from Davenport Central. That's Josie Dansu. It's a 6-2 lead for Drew Sams here at Wells Fargo Arena in a consolation match. Loser of these goes home, folks.
Howard on a real quick double leg gets the takedown here. He leads 2-0, 20 seconds underway here in the first period.
Chase Petty of Pella is going to be on deck here momentarily. That is the nephew of Julie Garver from Albia, but Chase Petty Appella is on deck here at 132. But right now, it's Drew Sams after a sudden victory loss in his opening round.
Stalemate call
right
there.
Right here, 6-2, 13 seconds, go second period.
Stalemate call there, and Dansu gets set again. Sams covers with the 6-2 lead for Oskaloosa. Dansu with stand-up. Sams drops down, elevates. Gets him back to the mat, slams him to the mat, takes him down, and with 5 seconds to go, gets control, breaks him down with the two-on-one, hands-on forearm.
Howard still leading 2-0 over here with a minute left to go in the first period, and he's riding his opponent, Nick Culver of Ankeny, real tough here in the first period. 2-0 is your score.
Drew Sams elects to take down in the third period. He gets set with the 6-2 lead. Dan Sue from Davenport Central covers the right side. Stand up by Sams. Just underway, third period action. Elimination match. Now the escape for Drew Sams. He leads 7-2. He's in on a single leg. Good sprawl by Dansu. Drew Sams backs out of it. Now the front headlock by Dansu. Dansu with the front headlock has pressure on the head of Drew Sams. Now Drew Sams gets a little bit high, but does sneak out the backside. Gets behind, gets onto the hips, and there's a two-point takedown for Drew Sams. Stand-up attempt by Dansu. Brought back to the mat by Sams. He leads now 9-2 with that takedown. Now he's got him broken down.
He's going to run that chicken wing.
He's got the chicken wing in on the left side, but he's still parallel, hips to hips, on Drew Sams.
Gets rid of that ankle.
Tries to bar the arm on the left side. He's still got the chicken wing in, but the Dansu is back to his base. Sams still has that chicken wing in. He's back on the hips with the chicken wing in on the front. His head's a little bit high. Drew Sams with his high head, but he's got his hips back. Just a kind of a long, lengthy wrestler there, Drew Sams. He's got a minute left. He's still hanging on to that chicken wing. He's going to try to break him down with an arm bar. Try to run that chicken wing. If he can get that arm bar, he will. Now he does. He gets him turned over. He's got him turned over. There's the two near fall points count.
43 seconds. Well,
he's got him down here. He's got it settled in. He's chest to chest. And DeZong is bridging, trying to get off his back. He does bridge off, but not before the three-point near fall extends the lead to 10 points. 12-2, your lead now for Drew Sams.
Howard starts the second period here in the down position, and he's still leading 2-0. And his opponent, Culver from Ankeny, has just got him broke down flat, and Howard here needs to hit a quick stand-up and a switch.
Drew Sams pins the right arm of Dansu from Davenport Central behind his back. He's going to try to lock up the old country. Can't quite get that done, but drops down, gets the T-bar in, tries to tilt. He leads by 10, 5 seconds left. He looks at the clock, sees where he's at. He will finish this match in great fashion. A 10-point win for Drew Sams.
Tremendous
he will wrestle
win.
Tomorrow.
Come back after that sudden victory loss, and he gets that decisive win here at 120 pounds. And, Joe, you know, when you look at the number of wrestlers the Oscars have brought today, if they can get some of these wrestlers to get some wins here in the consolation side, they have a chance to move their way up in the placement as a team. They brought a large contingency of wrestlers. Them and Ottawa, both teams with a good show here at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, Nathan Carey from Ottawa at 132 pounds. He had a nice win over Adrian Hirado from Sioux City North, so he'll wrestle tomorrow. You win your first one today, folks. Doesn't matter what class you're in, 1A, 2A, 3A, you get the rest of the day off.
Howard over here, he gets the escape, and he leads now 3-0 with 42 seconds left to go in the first period. But Culver in on a deep single-leg shot, gets the takedown. That score is going to be 2-3 now. Howard from Indianola still leading with 30 seconds left to go in the second period. And I heard him announce Chase Petty there from Pella, and I didn't hear what mat they're going to.
He's
going to
be taking a mat here just momentarily. I think it's mat number 5, but Chase Petty of Pella is going to be coming out here just momentarily. We're going to have that for you. And a great win by Drew Sams of Oskaloosa, and he gets the win, a decisive win, 12-2 win there for Drew Sams.
And these folks are the elimination matches. If a wrestler is beaten twice today, his season is finished, but a great accomplishment for all these wrestlers that compete here today at Wells Fargo Arena in the greatest of great high school championships, the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa.
With 5 seconds left to go, Joe Howard of Indianola escapes out the back door and gets a two-point reversal, and he's going to lead 5-2 going into the third period. He elects in the down position to start this third period and see if he can't get another switch here to extend his lead.
Hey, want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson from Albia. That's the sheriff of the
they
great
always
county of Monroe. Always sponsor wrestling.
Wrestling tournament.
And want to make sure we thank them. And I hope Dan has good luck getting his driver's license back. I heard that he was eligible, but he was having trouble with the written.
You better be careful floating around Albia, you know. Those lights are behind you.
Dan has got a great staff of deputies there.
Yes, he does.
And
they're fortunate.
They do a good job. You know, you never hear any bad news out of the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
Chase Petty on mat number 5, just underway here, taking on Seth Wintermark of Prairie Cedar Rapids.
No score. Wrestlers on their feet at 132 pounds. Wintermark from Prairie, 33-12 on the year. Petty, a senior. That loss made his record 38-7. He was up against Henry Pullmeyer from Johnston in the first round.
Petty circling around. Ties up with Wintermark. Just underway here. There's a shot in there by Wintermark and a race there by Petty. Sprawl out. Now they're back to their feet. 106 to go. Opening period here at 132 pounds in the consolation side. A 3A action.
1 minute left to go here, and Joe Howard gets the escape and extends his lead 6-3 as the wrestlers go out of bounds here. Going to reset it back to the center. Howard leads that match 6-2 over Culver of Ankeny.
Chase Petty in on a deep single
leg.
He's going to have to hold on, grab that back leg. He's got to hold that single leg.
Wintermark trying to wizard him out of bounds, but Petty
nice job,
elevates,
Petty.
Drags him back to the center of the mat, and now that... That is a off the mat.
Wow.
That's a son of a gun there for
that
Petty. He was in there deep on that ankle.
Great job by Wintermark to get out of that. But a text on the Southern Iowa text line. Tell Joe Dan has his license back.
Hey, congratulations. We're glad
sheriff,
to see.
Monroe County Sheriff is legal to drive.
I see him on our gravel road there west of Albia. A lot of times early in the morning. Dan's a morning person, I think. Chase Petty right now, he's off the mat with no score against his opponent, Seth Wintermark, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Petty defeated in the first round by Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnston, the runner-up last year, Class 3A, 112 pounds. So Pohlmeyer advances, going to try to get himself back to the championship.
Oh, here's a deep single leg in there by Wintermark. Got that back ankle. 6 seconds to go as Petty trying to whiz her out of this. 3 seconds, two, one, and Petty's going to escape without getting that taken down. And had there been about 2 seconds on that clock, Wintermark would have got a takedown. But we're going to the second period. No score. Chase Petty Appella, 132 pounds here in the consolations.
Joe Howard's going to pick up the win with a 4-7 victory over Culver of Ankeny. And Howard's going to advance on this consolation side of the bracket.
Colin McConnell and Wyatt Schlatter of Atom will be coming up here momentarily at 138 and 145 in the consolations. Both went down in tough contest. And here's an escape right away by Wintermark. Gets the escape. He started in the down position.
That's the first period, first points of the match for Wintermark with the escape.
Colin McConnell going to come out here on mat number one. And he's going to be taking on, I believe... He'll be taking on
Zelko Kalukovic from Urbandale.
We've got the all-name team here.
It's Z-E-L-J-K-O. That's Zelko Kakulovic.
Well,
Kakulovic in quickly on a single leg for Urbandale. Now McConnell whizzes out of it. McConnell tries to get to the outside boundary of the circle, but he's going to be taken down at the edge of the mat. Couldn't quite... run out of that thing before he gets taken down. 2-0 your score early going at 138.
Chase Petty at 132 trailing 1-0. 145 or 115 to go here in this second period. No change of scoring here. It's only points come on that escape by Wintermark to open up this second period.
Match being brought to you by Titan Machinery and Pella. It's a tight one. 1-0. Chase Petty from Pella trailing here with 1 minute to go in the second period. Neither wrestler able to score a takedown in the first. Only scoring has been that second period escape by Seth Wintermark from Cedar Rapids Prairie. I like the chances for Chase Petty. He was in close on a ankle pick in the first period. Couldn't quite get him elevated and taken down before Wintermark trotted off the mat. And now we are going to have a couple of shots in there.
We have a Slaughter coming out here from Atumwa. He's on mat number three. Wyatt Slaughter. How about that name? That's a wrestling name, Slaughter. Wyatt Slaughter of Atumwa. 39-10, going to take on Bryson Carney.
McConnell here
from Ames.
Gets taken down again. He's going to trail 4-1 with 45 seconds to go here in the first period.
All right.
Slaughter wastes no time at all. He's got a takedown and a 2-0 lead here. Just underway in this opening period here at 145 and 3-8. In consolation side, it is Petty with a takedown with 23 seconds to go in the second period, and he leads 2-1 in his 132 consolation.
He's going to be charged with an illegal hold there on a pinning combination gone bad, and that will tie it up as they stop the action. So I'll keep it with you folks at 132. We got Travis taking care of McConnell at 138. Slaughter, and you've got McConnell.
I got Slaughter at 145. He's got McConnell.
All right. Well, the 32-pound match, I can tell you, is all knotted up 2-2. It was a takedown by Chase Petty, and he tried a pinning combination, got out of position, and now he's getting reversed, and a reversal there for Wintermark makes the score 4-2 And lucky for Petty that there weren't back points there. And they do give back points. So that makes it 6-2. Petty tried a pinning combination, got a little bit high. And he had some bad luck with the pinning combinations in the second period. Gave up a penalty point and a reversal and two near falls.
Wyatt Slaughter here at 145 is riding hard Bryson Carney of Ames. Slaughter got the takedown right out of the gate, and he has ridden out Carney this entire first period. Let's get over to the 138 contest.
4-2 is your score here. McConnell still trails 20 seconds into the second period, and Klukovic in on a deep double leg shot there. McConnell trying to fight it off. If McConnell can hang on here, Klukovic's going to get the 2-point takedown. He's going to trail now 6-2 with a minute and 20 to go here in the second period. McConnell, though, trying to hit a quick reversal. No points awarded for that. Klukovic still in control here. 6-2 is your score.
100 seconds remain in Chase Petty's match at 132 pounds. It's an elimination match if you lose it. And Petty trails 6-2 with a minute and a half to go now on the bottom, trailing by four.
We'll get back to that match as we get in that third period. But right now it's Wyatt Slaughter of Ottumwa with a 2-0 lead here in the second period. They start in the neutral position. And Slaughter goes from behind, nearly got the takedown, and it'll be erased. And a wizard put on here by Carney. Let's get back to 132.
Well, there are 82 seconds left, and it's an escape for Chase Petty. That makes the score 6-3. Petty on his feet now against Wintermark, backing him off the mat. We should see a stall call against Wintermark pretty soon. He's been backing up.
Kukulovic here, he gets a technical violation for locking hands called against him and gives him a point, and then he's going to free-start.
There's a Kelly bite. Kelly attempt by Petty. Nice job backing out by Wintermark at 132. We got a minute left in that one, folks.
104 to go. Slaughter out in front now. 4-0. Gets a takedown with 101 to go in second period. Let's get back to 138 real quick with an update.
Yeah, Kukulovic is going to take down McConnell here again, and he's going to lead now 8-4 is the score with 30 seconds left to go here in the second period.
49 seconds left at Class 3A, 132 pounds. Third period action. Chase Petty from Pella, the Dutchman, trying to get it done. He's backing Seth Wintermark off the mat. Wrestlers are definitely one-sided right now. There's another Kelly try in there by Petty, and Wintermark backs right out of it. There's only 35 seconds to go, and we're going to reset it to the center of the mat. The official needs to make him wrestle.
Slaughter with a 4-0 lead here at 145 pounds for Ottumwa in the first round consolation, and he's riding Bryson Carney once again tough. A couple of takedowns for Slaughter, and he's been able to ride out Carney both the first and now the second period with 13 seconds to go second period. Let's get back to 132 pounds.
Well, Chase Petty is chasing Seth Wintermark, and there has been no stall calls yet. They're off the mat again. There's a shot in there by Petty, and now Petty's backing him up, and I can't believe that we don't see a stall call yet. It is totally backing up for Wintermark from Cedar Rapids Prairie. They are not making him wrestle. There are only 13 seconds left. Chase Petty needs to get a takedown here and something else. He trails by three. 6-3 is the score.
145 pounds, 4-0. Wyatt Slaughter out in front here now. A takedown by Carney as they both start the neutral position that third and final period, and Carney gets a takedown after a shuck by that went astray by Slaughter, and Slaughter now leads 4-2 over Bryce Carney of Ames.
138 pounds here. McConnell from Ottumwa gets the escape here to start the third period. He now trails 8-6 over Kukulovic from Urbandale.
Well, for Chase Petty, at the conclusion of the second period, there was a big four-point move, a reversal and two near-fall points for Seth Wintermark, and that was the difference in the match. He will go down by the score of 6-3 at 132 pounds. Great season for Chase Petty from Pella, and a lot of congratulations coming from him, from his Aunt Julie Garver there at Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia.
Wyatt Slaughter with the 5-2 lead here. Carney cuts him as they reset at the center of the mat. Final 1 minute and 20 seconds to go in the third period. It is Wyatt Slaughter of Ottumwa out in front 5-2 here with a minute and 10 seconds to go.
138 pounds here. McConnell and Kukulovic on their feet. 8-6 your score. McConnell trails with a minute to go here in the third period.
We approach the minute mark here. Wyatt Slaughter at 145 in 3A action with a 5-2 lead here. A deep leg or deep single leg shot in by Carney of Ames, and it'll be erased by Slaughter. 50 seconds and counting. Here another single leg by Carney. Slaughter does a good job of sprawling out. 44 seconds trying to avoid the takedown, and a bull rush hanging on to that single leg. Now Slaughter counters it and gets his own takedown right at the edge of the mat. Carney was put the bull rush on, and Slaughter did the ole, and Carney went to the side. Slaughter comes behind and gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. And
40 seconds left to go here in McConnell's match, and Kukulovic in on a single leg. McConnell trying to hold on to that back ankle and hope for a stalemate call here.
That was the call of the day from Jason Summers. It was the bull rush and the ole, and it's a takedown for Wyatt Slaughter. He's leading 7-2 right now. He's in control of that match with
right
19
now.
Seconds. He's
There's
got
one.
The tilt.
Didn't get the second count. 15 seconds of counting. The Slaughter is on with 7-2 lead here. Wyatt Slaughter going to get the win for the Bulldogs as the clock ticks down under 5, 4, 3, 2, and how about that, Bulldog Nation? Wyatt Slaughter gets the win, and Ottumwa gets another win on their consolation side as Slaughter gets the win here for the Bulldogs. Let's get back to Cullen McConnell at 138.
McConnell and Kukulovic here, and Kukulovic has a little injury timeout here on his shoulder, and both wrestlers on their feet. 30 seconds left to go here, and McConnell needs a takedown to tie this up. Tries for the single leg, nothing there. Kukulovic in on a single leg. McConnell trying to whizzer out of it. And still lots of flurry of action there, trying to get the takedown.
But there's only 16 seconds left, and McConnell needs some points.
8-6 your score, under 10 seconds to go here. McConnell needs a two-point takedown. Kukulovic is holding on. McConnell is holding on. Time is going to expire. And
just tough luck there for McConnell, because he got into a position where there's enough action that a stalemate wasn't called, but all Carney had to do was hang on to that leg, and there was nothing that he could do. So, hey, we got a little break in the action now. Why don't we send it back to the radio station in Albia, get a couple of great commercial announcements in from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll have Cody Jones from Oskaloosa on the mat for you, and then we'll have Isaiah Cox competing at 195. We got all kinds of Class 3A wrestling coming for you. Callan Tomlin at Oskaloosa 220. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back from Wells Fargo.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud to sponsor the Abia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're proud that they made it to state this year. We're bringing you two great shows. April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson of Season 12, The Biggest Loser. Come on out and check out his amazing transformation. We're also bringing you Danny Grouse, Iowa's favorite band. Go to redtrucktickets.com to get your tickets now for $10 in advance. June 13th, we're bringing you our third annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. You can call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 and get those early 80s pricing tickets at $15 apiece. Go Big Blue!
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Now, back to a guy who thinks takedown is something you do with your Christmas lights in June. Here's Jason Summers.
Who says it isn't?
Hey, that was just a great call. The bull rush and the ole. I didn't see the cape, but that was a pretty good call from our very own Jason Summers.
If you
here.
Thought that was a good call, how about this text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line? We want to hear from you as well, 641-799-1437. But if you thought that call was good, how about this call? Jason, did you think that was Sergeant Slaughter going against the Iron Sheik? I was almost positive that Hacksaw Jim Dugan was coming from behind with his 2x4. The next thing you know, Jimmy Superfly Snuka came from the rafters. Watch out for the junkyard dog. Now, only guys with gray hair will understand that one fully. But that coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and a great win for the Slaughter. As he gets the win, 7-2 the final there, Wyatt Slaughter of Oskaloosa.
Quick rundown here of the team scores here in the 3A. Southeast Polk way out in front, 37.5 points. And Bettendorf, 14 points behind him, 23.5. And top three there, Fort Dodge at 22. And your Ottumwa Bulldogs are right now tied with Oskaloosa with 6 points apiece at 26th.
Well, Oskaloosa and Ottumwa, you know, really impressive guys that they brought some numbers this year.
They really did. You know, I like seeing that Ottumwa squad bringing four kids to the tournament, and that's a program's moving in the right direction. Coming out here on mat number 7, we're going to have Oskaloosa's Cody Jones.
He straps on the red leg bands. His Waterloo East opponent, Quaylen Phillips, is getting ready to take the mat. He's going against the Bettendorf kid. I think that's the Bettendorf. I was looking at the cheerleaders getting down by the mat, and the Waterloo cheerleaders are going by for something else.
Don't you love the Oskaloosa singlets, though? I love that.
Lightning bolt.
Yes.
Front and back.
Kind of reminds us of the KIIC Lightning Bolt app.
Kelsey Kintz from Bettendorf, a junior, 20-17 on the season, going up against Oskaloosa's Cody Jones, 34-8 after that first round loss. He's going to try to keep his medal stand hopes alive here on the backside of this 170-pound Class 3A weight bracket. Great match being brought to you by Summers Insurance in Oskaloosa. Cody Jones on his feet. Looks like we got an eye poke right off the bat, and Kintz is being looked at by the official. They get back to action, though. Just underway here. First period action. 1 minute 49 to go. We're going to restart this thing as soon as the official blows the whistle.
Oh,
and he does.
Quick hands there by Cody Jones. Really going at it.
Kind of looked like Woodbury there. Yeah. Got that hand in there.
Only basketball fans would really understand that one.
There's a double leg by Jones. He bulldogs him to his butt. He doesn't have his head out yet, but as soon as he gets his head out, he will get the 2-point takedown. He has got Kelsey on his butt. Kelsey has reached underneath and tried to grab the thigh of Jones, but Jones is going to get his head out and get the two-point takedown. He does. There's two now for Cody Jones.
Well, they are yet to give it to him.
He doesn't give it to him yet, but Jones being very patient.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to try to lock up a pinning combination here, folks. That's what he's doing. He's being real patient. Doesn't have his head out yet. It's kind of a funky front headlock in there by Kelsey from Bettendorf. Now Jones
kind of
gives up on that pin coming. Yeah. Well, he's in deep enough on that double leg that he sure wants to get that takedown. He steps over.
Nice job.
Can't quite get his head out. It's like a front headlock for Kelsey.
That looked like Travis Zapp.
There it is.
There he is. He was holding on tight like TZ with his girlfriend at the movie theater.
Well, that was kind of it was a move where Jones could have been patient and tried to get his opponent onto his back, and he's just getting a little bit more every wiggle. But alertly, Kelsey Kintz from Bettendorf finally gives it up, gives up that front headlock, and before Jones can put him to his back, he gives up the takedown.
Well, Kintz knew he was in a position there. If he didn't give up that 2 points, that Jones was going to put him into a pinning combination.
It's 17 seconds left. That was a long takedown
there
for Cody Jones.
He nearly got turned over. And but we'll get the escape here. So Jones will lead 2-1, final 8 seconds of this opening period.
A little shuck by there, followed by an ankle pick attempt with 4 seconds to go for Cody Jones. He's been bringing the action here at 170 pounds.
He has definitely been the aggressor. Going to have 195 coming up here in just a moment. Isaiah Cox of Tumwa will be coming out. Kyler Salazar of Oskaloosa also in a tough sudden victory loss, losing 7-5 in his opening contest. He'll be on the mat here in consolation, trying to join his other teammates who will be wrestling tomorrow.
Cox from Ottumwa there, I'm sure, looking past the third-place district finisher and looking at his bracket on the top side, thinking that he might have some pretty good chances to get to the finals, but upset pin there for Isaiah Cox.
Right now, Cody Jones got that leg right in. He started in the cover position in the second period. Now has the tilt back and is going to get some back points. He might turn this into a pinning combination. He does. Cody Jones?
He turned a tilt into a pinning combination. Something looked like he was just going to tilt him, get a couple back points, gets off the tilt through the T-bar, moves up, gets chest to chest, reverses a half Nelson, and gets the pin. Bonus points for the Oskaloosa Indians. Cody Jones will wrestle tomorrow.
That is a Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home pin, courtesy of Bob Sennett, Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albion. And they'll take care of all of your time of needs, and plus the great monuments that Bob can throw together for you, those memorials that will last a lifetime.
We've got Isaiah Cox here coming up here on mat number two. Just underway here.
Isaiah Cox, he will be the next Southern Iowa wrestler to compete at 195 pounds, and we probably got a couple minutes between his match and where we're at right now. We should see him out here on mat two. Yep, there he is.
Just underway.
On their feet, it's Isaiah Cox. I believe that's...
Cox in on a deep single leg shot there. Just too quick, out of bounds. Looks like Ben Wilson, Jamair Moore does a good job of getting out of bounds there and not giving up the takedown to Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa. Cox here maybe injured his knee a little bit on that scurry of action out of bounds.
Well, they're looking at him right now, the coaching staff for the Bulldogs. Cox is sitting on his rump, guy's hands behind him. They're stretching out that right knee. That looks like it might be a cramp.
This match is going to be brought to you by the friendly folks at Community First Credit Union.
Also want to thank all the good folks at Albia Hardy's, Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, and First Iowa State Bank while we've got this break in the action. It looks like Isaiah Cox is going to be okay, though. Might have just been a cramp. They stretched it out, and he's back on his feet. Jamar Moore from Waverly Shell Rock fights off a single leg by Cox. Cox refocused here.
We're going to have Kyler Salazar going to come out here in just a moment. I just heard his name announced, and so he'll be on the mat as well as Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa.
It'll be easy for us to watch. They'll be right next door to each other on mat four.
Boy, I'll tell you what, is Cox not put together or what?
He's in on a single leg, dumps him, goes to the double, gets a two-point takedown. No points awarded yet. A nice job there by Amir grabbing the ankle while he was getting turned over, and now we're going to see the takedown. Yep, there's the takedown. He still doesn't let go of that ankle, so the takedown hasn't been awarded. There's the takedown now. 2-0. Isaiah Cox on top at 195 pounds.
Kyler Salazar going to take the mat here in just a moment, coming off of a sudden victory loss in his opening matchup. Going to take the mat here at 195.
Cox has got an arm barred here, tried to switch it up to a front headlock, and he's got
more
on his
here.
Back.
He's got
that deep. Wow.
Yeah, a pin just like that in the first period. Isaiah Cox avenging that first round loss. And, you know, you just look at that bracket on his side. He had the way paved to the finals. You know, there's eight losses was the next best wrestler on that top side. So I'm sure Isaiah Cox not very happy to be battling for third place points. But, hey, he's going to wrestle tomorrow, and that's fantastic.
Absolutely. Underway here.
Pins for Southern Iowa.
Salazar, Oskaloosa, and he's taking on Dedrick Jordan.
Dedrick Jordan, he's 25-8 on the season. Salazar, 25-14, shot in there by Dedrick. Front headlock now by Salazar. Salazar trying to hip pressure down, and it's a two-point takedown for Salazar. Kyler Salazar opens the scoring here at 195 pounds, Class 3A. Salazar gets behind, gets on the hips, a stand-up by Jordan from Waterloo West, and an escape. So 2-1 the score. They're on their feet right at the center of the mat. 1:14 remaining in the first period at 195 pounds, Class 3A Constellation elimination match. Winner will wrestle tomorrow and try to win again to get onto the medal stand.
Kellen Tomlin will be coming up at 2:20 for Oskaloosa as well. So Oskaloosa, you are in a run of Oskaloosa wrestlers and a chance to move a couple of more along tomorrow.
It's Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa on his feet. 46 seconds left. He's in a front headlock situation. He turned that into a takedown the last time they're in it, but they hip off the mat, out of bounds. We'll reset it at the center of the mat with 42 seconds remaining.
Salazar being your aggressor here, he had that underhook there, and if they'd have been the center of the mat, he could have hit that for a quick 2 points.
Now he's locked up now in a pummeling situation. 33 seconds in the first period remaining at 195 pounds, Class 3A. You're listening to live high school wrestling action from Wells Fargo Arena. And we're going to have another Oskaloosa Indian. That's going to be Callan Tomlin. He's at mat six.
He's going to
be going up against Gage Fisher from Council Bluffs, Thomas and Jefferson.
A couple of sophomores on the mat here for Oskaloosa. As Callan Tomlin, the 220-pounder, will open up here. No score just underway, 15 seconds in. And Skylar Salazar on the mat next to him.
A busy coaching staff for the Oskaloosa Indians. As Kyler Salazar leads 2-1. At 195 pounds as we conclude the first period of that one. No score at 220 where Callan Tomlin is battling against Council Bluffs.
Callan Tomlin at 220 pounds here. The deep double leg by Fisher. He'll elevate. A great job of trying to whizzer out of that by Tomlin. And Tomlin did a good job of keeping that whizzer in. Nearly brought down. And to Tomlin fighting off that double leg shot there. By Fisher.
Boy, I sneaked a peek over at that while you were calling that, Jason, and that was a great call on that whizzer. Just a very powerful Callan Tomlin using that whizzer, had the leverage, and was able to stop that takedown.
He's not going to get the takedown stop this time as Fisher, again, with the bull rush there, double leg takedown right at the edge of the mat, and it'll reset at the center of the mat, but Tomlin finds himself trailing by two here to Gage Fisher.
Jordan gets the escape over here with Salazar, and that score's tied up 2-2 here with a minute and 30 to go in the second period.
Jordan started that second period in the down position. He's had two escapes to go along with Kyler Salazar's takedown with 1:20 to go in the second period. Now it's Jordan in on a single leg. Sprawl by Salazar. Jordan's in there deep on that single leg. Executes the trip. Salazar gets the underhook, tries to put a front headlock in, but it's still a deep single leg for Jordan from Waterloo West. Now Jordan from Waterloo West gets stretched out a little bit. He's still in there deep on the single, tries to switch off to a double, and a nice job sprawling out of that and dropping down to the leg by Salazar. Salazar elevates, lifts, trips, and gets the takedown on a great defensive move. 4-2.
Sit-out switch by Tomlin. Tomlin trailing by two here, 23 seconds to go in this first period. Does a sit-out switch after being taken down by Fisher, and Fisher does a good job of holding on to that back ankle, going to erase the reversal here by Tomlin.
Dedrick Jordan sits out and goes off the mat, trailed by Kyler Salazar, so we'll reset at the center of the mat. Salazar covers Jordan with a 4-2 lead. Stand up by Jordan from Waterloo West. Taken back down to the mat by Salazar. Salazar gets back on the hips. Sit out by Jordan. Salazar, deep waist right now. Tries to break him down with the cross arm. Gets it pulled back.
First period comes to an end here, and Callahan trails 2-0. And he's going to win the toss.
Callan Tomlin.
Yeah, he's going to get the election. He's going to go to the down position to start the second period.
Fisher really a tough rider. He got that takedown in the opening period and now leads 2-0. And we'll go to that second period.
Bad deal there for Kyler Salazar. Trying to take him back to the mat on a stand-up attempt. Gets caught locking hands. That makes it 4-3. We'll reset it to center of the mat with only 12 seconds to go. And escape will tie this thing up for Kyler Salazar. He's going to have to ride him out here for the next 8 seconds now. And there he is. He's back on the hips. He's going to get called for stalling, but he is going to win this one 4-3. 4-3 for Kyler Salazar. He will advance. Kyler Salazar, 4-3.
That was only second period, Joe. We're going into third period.
Third period. Jeez, I got excited.
Right. We're in the second period over here. 30 seconds gone by second period. Tomlin of Oskaloosa. And the mat next to his teammate Salazar trails 2-0 here. Tomlin started in the down position to begin the second period. Fisher got that leg in and has ridden a Tomlin here in the second period, now trying to get the tilt back. Now Tomlin trying to come out the backside. It's going to get the escape. Holding on to that bank ankle. He might get the reversal here if he can grab on the other ankle, get his head out, and he is going to get his head out, get the reversal. There it is. Callan Tomlin with the reversal ties it up at 2 here at 2:20 with 52 seconds to go, second period.
We are in the third period now for Kyler Salazar, and I apologize to you Indian fans that thought Salazar had that thing won, but he's in the down position. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. They went off the mat on a stand-up attempt by Kyler Salazar. He's still leading 4-3 in the third period at 195. Now he gets the escape. He's just more or less cut there by Dedrick Jordan. 5-3, a two-point lead for Salazar.
30 seconds to go, tied at 2 here in the second period. Callan Tomlin of Oskaloosa, and now a reversal put on by Fisher. Back-to-back reversals by Callan Tomlin and Gage Fisher, and now a 4-2 lead. Fisher with the lead over Tomlin.
A wild throw attempt, a headlock attempt by Jordan, and a great job by Kyler Salazar. Drops down, gets down onto the hips, just barely low enough. Almost worked for Jordan, but it's a two-point takedown for Kyler Salazar. Lead a little bit more comfortable as we reset at the center of the mat, 7-3.
His teammate Callan Tomlin is trailing Gage Fisher here at 2:20. It's a 4-2 lead for Fisher. Now a sit-out attempt by Tomlin with final 2 seconds.
Salazar locks hands again. That is the second time Kyler Salazar has locked hands. The first time on a stand-up attempt, this time on a sit-out, and that changes the equation. It's a 7-4 lead for him now. He needs to quit locking hands. He's given up 2 penalty points, and now he's just going to cut him. He likes his chances on his feet better than on the bottom. So he just cut him right there. 7-5 with 44 seconds to go.
We'll get back to that contest real quickly. Just underway, third period. Gage Fisher out in front, 4-2 over Tomlin of Oskaloosa. Tomlin starts his third period in the cover position. Let's get back to the final 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Over
shot
here.
In there by Jordan. Sprawl by Salazar. Salazar with the front headlock now. Now Salazar tries to get low position and does. Another headlock attempt there by Jordan that went wrong. So it's 9-5 now for Kyler Salazar with 17 seconds to go. And he would be wise to just cut him again. That would avoid any chance of giving up that two-point locking hands on the next one. But now he's just chinning him back. 7 seconds to go. We can call the win for Kyler Salazar now. It's 9-5. And that will be your final score at 195. Kyler Salazar will win at 195 on the consolation.
At 220 pounds, Callan Tomlin, Oskaloosa. His teammate Salazar getting the win here, trying to come back here. He trails Gage Fisher 4-2, final 54 seconds here. And Tomlin started the top position, and has ridden Fisher, trying to get that chicken wing in. He's and now the, has it in. Now he's going to try to run it from the right
chicken,
side.
Chicken wing on the left side.
Potentially dangerous.
Had that half Nelson in, just needed to run that, but got that arm way back past parallel, and they're going to call potentially dangerous here to reset it.
And really right now with 42 seconds to go, he's having trouble tying him up. Or
had the tilt nearly in, guys, momentarily, but Fisher did a good job of kicking out of that. And Tomlin now will cover final 42 seconds, 4-2 lead here, Gage Fisher of Thomas Jefferson.
I say he'll try to turn him for 30 seconds and then turn him loose, and that's what he does. 30 seconds to go, he just cuts him loose. 5-2, the deficit now for Oskaloosa's Callan Tomlin at 220 pounds, class 3A, consolation elimination match.
Got the underhook. He's going to try a throw here. He does try a throw now. Does get the throw.
Can he turn him over? He had him turned over at the edge of the mat. Off the edge of the mat. Boy, Joe, he got him turned over.
He really worked it good. He had good pressure, worked the cow catcher throw, and they went off the mat. Otherwise, it would have been a big four-point move. And we got a stall call against Council
13
Bluffs.
13 seconds, though. 5-2.
He's trying the headlock now, and it's just a little bit of a desperation move on the headlock try.
Can he roll over? Nope, he's going to get himself now in trouble. Gets the takedown for Fisher, and Fisher is going to get the pin and the win. A great effort there. Tomlin had to go for the aggressive move.
It was
and
just
try
kind
the
of
throw.
Wild headlock move there. The wild throw almost worked. It actually did work, but it was off the mat. So great sophomore campaign for Callan Tomlin from Oskaloosa. His season ends, and so will our coverage of Class 3A first round and consolation matches.
What a great day. Great to start to our day again at 1:30. We're going to be back here with 2A coverage. 1A begins at 6 o'clock. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We'll wrap things up here from 3A and send you to a break, and then come back here at 1:30 with all of our 2A action. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, High Fidelity, the only station to cover all of South Central Iowa. In High Fidelity, right here, your sports leader, KIIC.
Last night I dreamed of
my new yoga studio,
a car,
a treehouse.
It was the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we can turn to one place to protect them. American Family Insurance. Our agents can help make sure you have the coverage needed, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa at 641-673-8965.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check out these Lent specials. Alaskan pollock fillets are $1.99 per pound. Vandekamp's Crunch Fish Sticks, 22-ounce packages, just $3.99. Fresh frozen premium cod fish loins are $5.59 per pound. Fresh Lent specials from Jim and Charlie's.
Hi, my name is Josh Morrissey, operations technician at Cargill Eddyville. If you are looking for a rewarding career that you can take pride in, then please apply today by going online to cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883. We are currently accepting applications for operations technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with starting pay of $19.47 per hour. Again, that's cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883.
Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the ProLine Building Company. ProLine's high standards for quality, honesty, and customer satisfaction keep us busy. We work hard to get the job done right and on time. If you're hoping to build that agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, or storage building yet this year, don't wait. Our calendar is filling up. Visit our website today.
Visit iowadreambuilder.com.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
3A is about in the books here in day number one of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Travis Apidal, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, high above the mat and high fidelity. The only place you can get the high fidelity coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, wall-to-wall coverage. And all of our Southern Iowa wrestlers today, gentlemen, performed with great skill and great effort. And we're going to see a lot of wrestlers wrestling tomorrow here from 3A. And a good start here for Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. And the numbers they brought was impressive, but these guys also performed here today and gave great efforts.
Well, it has been quality here at Wells Fargo Arena, and it always is at state championships. There are no bad wrestlers up here. They're all good and some great. And we see some upsets up here once in a while, and we saw one with Isaiah Cox in his match, but what a great job. Battleback got the pin for the Ottumwa Bulldogs, and he joins a couple teammates. Alex Clark got the win. We saw Zach Main competing at 106 for Iowa City. And was it Iowa City?
Cedar Rapids.
He was eliminated, but we followed him. We saw Brett O'Shea from Keokuk get a win. Drew Sams, he had a sudden victory loss at 120, but then came back with a dominating performance, got the 12-2 win.
Well, you could put your head between your tails if you wanted to after a tough loss like you had in that opening round, but he was the aggressor and assertive in that second contest and dominated it 12-2 in his second contest. He is wrestling on.
Skylar DeYoung got a pin for the Oski squad at 126, and that's part of what helped propel them to, I believe, a 16th place.
Yeah, they're sitting in 16th place right now with 10 team points, and Ottumwa moved up two in the standings. They was tied at 26th, and now Ottumwa's at 21st.
Well, talking about Ottumwa, Nathan Carey got the 6-0 win, and that was a contest that was much wider than the six points separated. He was dominant in his opening contest as well.
At 138, it was Colin McConnell went down in the first match by the score 18-8. He had a tough wrestle back match as well, and the result of that one was a
lost by decision. I think it was a 10-2 decision.
Colin, yeah, in his wrestle back, he lost.
Kukulvik from Urbandale got him there.
And then Wyatt Slaughter put the Slaughter on, 7-2 winner in that second contest, and he too, guys, really looked like he had lots of extra pep in his walk, and came out the aggressor. And the aggressors today have been the winners today.
Yeah, that's right. John Mullaney, a big win there for Iowa City West, 170. He won 7-2. Cody Jones, Oskaloosa, tough 7-11 loss in the first round. Came back and got the pin for the Indians. And he'll advance tomorrow and wrestle and try to get on the medal stand for Oskaloosa.
Casey Crawford of Indianola got the win, 11-7 decision. He defeated Jones in the first matchup, and that was a great contest. Isaiah Cox, guys.
Caught in a throw in the first period, got pinned, just got sent to his back in a match that he was a heavy favorite, but came back, got pinned himself in the consolation match.
Kyler Salazar lost his opening match 7-5, and then he comes back and gets the win, 9-5 decision for Kyler Salazar. So a really good job by Oskaloosa. Callan Tomlin, what a great effort. Had the throw at the edge of the mat, was trailing, a desperation throw at the edge of the mat in that final 10 seconds of the third period. Had he stayed in bounds, Joey had him turned over on his back and probably would have got a pin, but went off the edge of the mat.
Yep.
And then the reset led to a wild throw, and Tomlin gets pinned in his final contest of the day, and that wraps up our 3A coverage.
What we got coming for you now, folks, is Class 2A. It starts at 1:30. If you're driving up listening on 96.7, thank you very much for tuning in to Thunder Country and live sports coverage. But plan on getting
here
early. The parking lots have been dedicated. A lot of them are roped off, and you got to have a pass for Pheasants Forever to get into the parking lot. So you're going to be parking further away than you're used to for this state championship wrestling.
I hope they're doing lots of good things in the pheasant convention, because there's more people there than there are pheasants in Southern Iowa, and we need to get some more pheasants back in. I saw one the other day, and I about passed out.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got, it's kind of a neat deal. I heard it on the radio advertised. They are having the quail group in with the pheasant group. It's a national convention here, so great thing
to be hungry,
to be going on here in Des Moines. And they've got a special if you are coming up here. For $5, you get into the Pheasant Show. So they're looking forward to having extra attendance at the Pheasant Show. And I'm sure we'll be maybe sneaking over there on one of our breaks this weekend and might give you some reports from the Pheasant Show as well. A little bonus coverage
samples,
on 96.7.
You know, some culinary experts out there trying different ways to cook the pheasant and quail. Buddy, that sounds good. Sounds good for lunch. We're going to go to lunch break, TZ. But before we go to break, what's the things that stood out here in this opening round of 3A?
You know, there was a couple of matches that really stand out in my mind. Alec Clark from Ottumwa just being real aggressive in his opening match and getting the win. And Skyler DeYoung getting that first period pin. I really like those guys, the way that they was being aggressive. Aggressive and showing their aggression in this first round.
Joe, an impressive start here for Southern Iowa.
Yeah, and I really like the way that the wrestlers bounced back that lost in the first round. Even the wrestlers that were eliminated here are Southern Iowa wrestlers that we love and love to watch. They had good matches on the consolation side. No let up in our Southern Iowa wrestlers, and it's going to be fun bringing you the 3A tomorrow.
1:30. Gentlemen, 2A takes the mat, and 6 o'clock, 1A. And, guys, we got a lot of wrestling ahead of us. A couple of things to look forward to, TZ.
I look forward to this 2A mat, some of these 2A matches coming up. We're going to see some really high-ranked opponents that are going to be going up against each other here in this 1:30 round today.
Blake Lawless, 145, Joe Sinclair. He's got a really good lineup for number one, but if he can get number one, he's going to have a shot at number one.
He's got Caleb Hemstead from Southeast Valley Gowrie. That's a match that Blake Lawless, if he wrestles the way that he did at the district meet, he'll come out on top of that and wrestle tomorrow. And
and he could have number one himself, a guy that beat Freddie Stroker, the only person to beat Freddie Stroker, and that is Max Thompson.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of great matches. You got Bryce Leshen at 152, Carter Isley at 220, Bradley Irwin has got a good matchup for your Centerville Big Reds. We're going to bring you all
Brock
the Southern
Cavanaugh
Iowa wrestlers.
Of Knoxville, I love the way he wrestles and his assertiveness. So we've got you covered, folks, and you don't want to even think about going anywhere other than the Hardee's right now to get your belly full for a menu worthy of your hunger. Your next meal should be at Hardee's. And when we come back, we'll fill you back up with more wrestling at 1:30. 2A coverage begins. Again, 1A coverage tonight at 6 o'clock, but you'll want to keep it right here as we transition into some more of that great country music, only to get you back here at 1:30 for 2A coverage. This is Jason Summers saying so long for now. TZ, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers will be back. You're listening to Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage, your exclusive coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, the only station to bring it to you in high fidelity, high above the mats when we come back. Have a great afternoon.